That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Comedian and Dale Jones with us. Funny Bone tonight. One show, two shows tomorrow. Nick's in Rockport, Missouri, doing a show this evening.
Yes, today I'll be at the Rockport Country Club.
Colleen's hanging out with us. Dale, you fly a lot. Do you, go ahead, Todd. You want to say something?
I got word that they're not opening the dispensary in Rockport till February.
Did he say I got wood?
I'll have to go back.
Did you hear wood, or was that just
wood?
A word?
I
knew he meant word.
I got wood.
I knew he meant word. I heard I got wood. I got wood.
They're opening it.
I do announce that on a regular basis.
Yes.
Well, it would make sense to go, if I got wood. All I heard was, I got wood, they're opening a dispensary.
I'm out of the room.
And that would give Todd Wood, if they're opening a dispensary, right.
But usually with the kind of pants he wears, he doesn't need to announce.
he does just yell it out. That's a good point. Word. You got word.
Right.
Oh, the dispensary in Rockport is...
Get wood when they open the dispensary in Rockport.
Right.
In February.
That's what I meant. That's right.
I'll have to go back.
That's a quick drive for you, Todd. You're right. You probably go down there,
quick
won't you?
Drive.
Yeah. Well, it's not quick. Considering there's no legal marijuana anywhere in Omaha, Nebraska, or Iowa, well,
it would
weed,
be the closest legal weed to
oh,
Omaha.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about, hour 15?
Yeah.
In Rockport,
Yeah.
It's no difference than when I lived in Tennessee and everybody went to Kentucky for lotto tickets. That makes sense.
But Todd found weed in Tennessee. Did you find weed in Tennessee, Todd?
Yeah, it was a little town called Hartford, Tennessee. We were coming from Asheville, North Carolina, going to the park.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was certain I would be weedless that weekend because, you know, I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Tennessee.
Right.
And, you know, we spend all day Friday looking for somebody in the area to find me some weed. And we're heading toward the park, and Christy says, do you want to take, it's my wife, the scenic route. So, we turn off, and right... It just off the interstate exit. Here it says weed.
Todd thought it was a mirage.
Right. And the rental came to a screeching halt.
You ran out and jumped in it and act like you're swimming.
Exactly.
I get out and
he was in the bushes.
This is too good to be true. So the guys tended to some plants. It's obviously ditch weed outside of the store.
Right.
And I said, is this the Delta 8 stuff? No, it's full strength. What do you got, 10-15% THC? Oh, no, we can do you better than that. So I said, come on in. Yeah, here, I got a picture on my Facebook.
And we never figured out, you never figured out what the loophole creep, was, right?
Yep, you got wood in that picture. Yeah. Look at that.
They explained it to me, but it was really way over my head. Somehow they manipulated the hemp laws in that state.
Got it.
In order to sell legal weed.
Really?
Well, many times they don't write those laws very well. I mean, you know, Minnesota is a great example. When they thought that they were passing something that accidentally made it legal for anything at 5 milligrams or less to be legal.
Oh, yeah. You
remember, nobody read the bill.
Gummies in restaurants in Minnesota.
That still exists now to this day? Okay.
That was a godsend for me.
You live in Georgia, right?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has Georgia got legal weed?
I don't think
no,
so.
I don't think they do. Okay.
I'm not a functioning stoner, so I don't know. I'm not a functioning
stoner. Are you a stoner at all?
No.
You can say I'm not a functioning stoner.
I'm not a functioning anything.
I know a lot of people that say they're not functioning stoners, but they are stoners. You know?
I am a functioning heroin addict, and I look forward to hammer season.
Yeah.
No, I don't do any. I
drink?
I'm a, I quit.
Oh, you did.
It'll be 2 years in January.
Psychedelics? You doing any magic mushrooms?
No, I'd like to. I've never done a mushroom.
Well, let's do some this weekend.
You want to try now? Yeah. Let's just start now.
We'd have to run home first.
Will I be okay by tonight?
Yes.
I doubt it. Even without it, you won't be okay.
That's true.
The trip will be over whether you're okay or not. It's a separate question.
Did you have a problem? I think you're drinking too much. Oh, okay, that's right. You said COVID. You started drinking too much. Right?
Oh, I was drinking everything.
Yeah,
walk into a liquor store and go, come on. You only got one wall? Well, are you out of here? I need to four wall this son of a gun.
Did you go to get help or you yourself?
I did it myself, but I had a guy that was that I'm friends with that had gone through AA. He's probably 20 years older than me.
So he was kind of your sponsor?
A little bit. Yeah, but then I think I just got to where I was asking him so many questions. He just sent me a link and goes, read this book. And I go, well, then you don't know me at all because there's no pick.
Right.
I need a pop-up AA book. That's what I need.
A pop-up AA book.
Yeah, a bunch of empty glasses.
Right.
So you didn't read the book?
No, I didn't read the book. Why would
I thought you might learn something from it.
He quit. That's all that matters,
I can ask him questions.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like if I go to a meeting, they'd be like, please go sit in the corner.
All right. You'd be too much for an AA meeting. You're thinking, okay, got it. All right.
You are not completing this circle. I got sick of waking up sick, and I found out I'm writing jokes 10 times faster now than I was. And,
oh, really? Everything worked better for you.
And I can't remember the jokes, or I'm going senile, and I can't remember the joke. One or the other.
Okay. Your jokes are – you're writing more jokes now.
They're coming faster, and it's harder to remember them. But that's a good problem.
All right. How about you, Nick? Do you write jokes when you're drunk and think they're funny?
No.
Just no to both?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, there are some notes you'll put in your phone. You'll be like, ugh. Yeah. It doesn't say like Pop-Tart. You're like, well, I wonder what that is.
Was that the shopping list?
Pop-Tart. That's what they got in the lobby at the hotel.
To make notes when you're high so you can look at them when you're not high.
Yeah, you need some detail on there, though.
Right, if they're funny when you're not high. Because if they're funny when you're high and funny when you're not high, that's gold.
Yes.
Yeah, but there has to be some detail.
I tried to write when I'm high, but I always use voice memo, and then I was just like, well, this joke is just laughter.
Because you're thinking about the joke.
Yeah, this is just me trying to talk into a voice memo going, new closer. And then I listened.
Then you remembered you did it, but it didn't record that way. I got it. Yeah. New closer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I'm riding the sober bus, and I found out I'm much more insane without all that stuff.
Really?
So, okay. Yeah, I'll just do
is
that.
Is it because you get more energy?
I just let this brain go, and then I just try to keep up.
All right.
So that seems to work for me, but I'll do mushrooms. Not today. Not today.
No,
obviously.
You won't.
Not
today. Or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow. Yeah. But
you're not going to pull a Josh Wolf.
Sunday, I'm free. All I got to do is get on a Delta flight. If they'll put me on there, like, you know.
You want to shroom out on a flight first time?
Maybe a mild dose. I hadn't done it since college. I just started experimenting again here recently.
Because Todd needs more drugs in his life.
Because he was bored.
I got a bunch of friends in Colorado, and it's pretty mainstream in Colorado.
Yeah?
It's
get it like Kroger?
Yeah.
It is decriminalized in the city of Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can't buy it, you can't sell it, which is, you know, crap. But you can possess it. And if you possess it, you can then eat it.
Okay.
Yeah, because why possess it if you're not going to eat it?
Yeah. Good point.
So it's like gum. Yeah. You find gum under a seat, you can eat it. That was going somewhere. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was horrible.
That's a new closure.
I'll be outside.
I'll be outside.
The punishment is you have to stay.
I'm just going to start over.
Laughing through that joke out loud.
I should have quit with the hammer. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, Todd, you've got to experiment to find the right dose for your golf game.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Because we recently read a piece where a guy shot the round of golf of his life while on mushrooms. But he had to.
That's the holy grail.
Did he actually, was he playing?
Yeah,
or was it on weed?
But it took he never point. Left the clubhouse.
Three or four different doses to find the magic number, and it was 1 gram.
Okay.
Yeah. Now 2 grams will make you trip a little bit. 3 is a little much. I did 3 recently, and that was pretty intense. That was a long trip, and I did hallucinate at one point. But if you just take like a half a gram, you probably won't hallucinate. You'll feel euphoria.
Okay.
Which is cool. I like euphoria.
Wasn't the term he used in that article pleasantly high?
Yeah.
He was just pleasantly high.
And I smoke so much.
I think I found a new sponsor. This is awesome.
Yeah. I smoke so much weed now, it really doesn't have any effect on me. And I have such a tolerance for alcohol. It really doesn't have much effect
on me.
It just puts me to sleep. Anyway, weed and alcohol just put me to sleep.
Really?
The mushrooms gave me a little euphoria, so it was fun to be high again.
Alcohol made me scream at mannequins in Target.
Really?
Yeah. Alcohol did not put me to sleep.
How come you couldn't handle weed, Dale?
I didn't like weed, to be honest, because all I did was watch Family Guy and eat ice cream and giggle, and that was it. And I don't know.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I know, but if the phone rang, I was like, well, you know, if they're dying, they're gone. Because I can't do anything.
When you were drinking, what was your drink of choice?
One drink was a triple shot of Maker's and a Shiner Bock, and that was one.
Okay.
Man. And I'd do about 4 or 5 of those, and then I'd be told I need to leave.
Yeah. And then it was
wake up at 4 in the afternoon, and then.
Do you think if not being at home because of COVID, you would have quit? Say there wasn't COVID. Say there wasn't COVID. You weren't home. Do you think that's the reason you picked it up?
It was getting that level anyway.
It got to
where instead, and my rationing was, well, I'm off work and it's 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not doing anything, so I'll drink till 6 in the morning. It was ridiculous. Alcoholics don't do that. That's crazy. Basically, I'm drinking at night. Everybody's asleep. Nobody sees me.
Shot in the beer cap.
Yeah.
Although it was several shots and several beers.
Yeah, I just got angry and I got to where I didn't like the guy in the mirror. And I kind of like my wife. I don't want her to go anywhere. So,
yeah.
And I thought that was going away. So I was like,
so
okay.
So did you have no setbacks ever in 2 years?
No, I haven't. In fact, I don't even really think about it till now.
Sorry about that. You started to twitch over here.
See the twitch? All right. I just thought I'd throw that in for comic effect. No, and now I remember all the stuff in my youth, you know, like Dad's rabbits. And
it's all coming back.
All the happy times.
The screaming rabbits that you kill with a hammer. You're like Silence of the Lambs, your situation right there. Yeah.
It puts the bunny in the basket.
Was your wife concerned about the time you quit?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
And she still drinks. So, but that's okay. She still has her
problem. It's yours,
her
man.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
You're doing what you do. Jaeger. You got to hang around and drink.
Exactly.
You can't demand that nobody drink around.
Exactly.
You.
Yeah. Exactly. I can't throw my stuff on everybody else.
That's so you're not drinking.
That'd be horrible to be a comic on stage and go, put that down. No,
that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work at a comedy club, Ryan.
I still go hang out with my buddies. We do a camping thing every year. Me and all my high school friends, and they drink like fish. And I just I'm the sober guy, so I just hang out and take notes.
Well, that's where you need shrooms in when you go camping. You don't care if those guys.
Probably. There you go.
We're gonna go to see Sammy at Red Rocks this year. That's gonna
that's a cool tour.
Yeah,
so we're gonna go see that.
Will be full of mushrooms.
Yeah,
half that crowd.
I don't know as much as it costs. I don't know if I want to miss that concert. I may stay sober for that.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good
sitting
show.
In the corner,
inhaling stuff,
staring at my thumb.
Yeah. So, were you drunk on stage? What you did before that?
No, I never went on stage drunk. I did go on, but I did get to the. I didn't drink. I never drank when I went on stage. Went
from
the time I started. I always wanted to do it sober. Right. But I did get to the point where I was going hungover. And then, and then I thought, well, that's a problem. And then,
especially in the evening hungover. If you're hungover that night.
Like, why am I hungover at 8?
Yeah.
And nobody really knew. I just knew I was a little fuzzy. And, and then I was, I bounce around like an idiot on stage. So then I'd sweat it all out. So by 10:30 or 12, I'm like, hey, I feel great. We should start over.
It is the weekend.
Right. All right. So, but yeah. I'm doing good. That's probably what, that's the best thing
I've
ever done.
That's good. Glad.
Yeah.
I'm
We're
glad.
Familiar
she,
with being
the Funny Bone this weekend.
A little fuzzy at the start of the show.
What?
Sometimes.
No.
Well, it's really early, so.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, only Monday through Friday.
It's early, but
you
it's
got
the
that
weekend.
Going.
It's the weekend. Dale's the Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow night. Go see him. One show tonight, two tomorrow.
He's one of the best. Nixon Dale Rockport. Delivers. Everybody has a good, giddy time with
you,
Dale Jones.
Yeah, he's a very funny comedian.
Thank you.
The Dale Jones.
Yeah, I don't do politics or anything. I just want everybody to forget all about the crazy stuff going on for an hour and have fun. And then walk out of there going, wow, I'm glad I'm not him.
That's important.
What a relief.
I feel so much better about myself.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.